Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kim Jackson. Well, this is another morning that, actually another day. I'm starting the Pray It Forward. Sometimes it's difficult to get up in the morning and get your day going and praying. But when God has put something on your heart just to do, you try to get up and just go forth with it. No matter what you're feeling, no matter how life is treating you. But you just get up and go forward. Prayer to me is very important. I think it's a big part of my life, and I think it should be a big part of all of our lives, the one that are following Jesus Christ. So if we don't put prayer first, what are we putting first? I mean, there's a lot of people out in the world who's hurting, who's just looking for a way out of where they're at. There are people that you may meet in your life that you may not know what's going on in their life. Kids, adults, women, men, who just may be on that edge of wanting to just leave, check out. But it's up to us. It's up to us, those who God has called, those who God has put in place, those who God has anointed. Not saying that I'm more anointed than you. We all have a gift that we must use. We could sit on that gift and just let the gift go dormant, but you're missing a blessing for yourself and your blessing to be a blessing to others. That's why we should put prayer forward. Prayer needs to be the number one thing in your life. Prayer is the only thing that keeps peace in your heart, keeps joy in your life. Prayer gives you that reason to wake up. So as you go through your day, or matter of fact, even go through your week, think on this. What am I putting in my life before prayer? What is taking place of prayer in my life? Is it my drive to make money? Is my drive to just achieve all the goals that I've set in my life? What is it? Is prayer your main thing in your life? I'm trying to do more prayer. More. And what I mean by more is in my walk, I put prayer in when I know God has called me, but I want to do more. In other words, when I see others in my life who need prayer, I want to give them prayer right then and there. I don't want to wait till tomorrow and think about, well, maybe I'll do it later. Maybe I'll wait and maybe they won't accept the prayer that I'm willing to give them. I need to step forward. And I asked that all of my listeners and those who are viewing me on Facebook do the same. Step forward and see what God can do through you. Prayer, the number one. My scripture for this morning comes from 1 Chronicles 4:10. It's the prayer of Jabez. The first time I've done this prayer was back in the mid-90s, when the prayer Jabez was one of the going things for that time. By doing this prayer can do things in your life that you may not want, which is extend your territory, especially if you want to, one of the ones that you like to keep to yourself. You want to just hang back and say, well, I'll let somebody else do it. This prayer would actually activate God's spirit in you to go and reach others. And even if you don't go reach others, God will start bringing people to you and you'll start talking. And as you're talking with them, you know that you get to a point to where you are ministering to them. Then when you walk away from that person, you're like, I'm not for sure why I said what I said to them, but that had to be God. So the prayer of Jabez is one of the ones, was the second prayer that I want to start out with on my journey for praying it forward. So if you would, if you know this prayer, I ask that you just put it in your life, put it in your prayer life, and ask God to expand your territory. Because I believe a territory that's wide means that you can reach a lot of people. Because if you start off with one person, just step forward and just pray for that person. Then next thing you know, God sends you another. God sends you another. But those people that you've touched are going to start reaching other people. And eventually, it's going to start growing and spreading. So then your territory will be increased. Then you'll start getting that desire to even go even further. Reach people out of your comfort zone. Maybe reach your boss. Maybe reach your director. Maybe reach someone that owns a major corporation. And once you've done that, then you know you're moving in God's will. Because it's not you. Because you're moving outside of your realm. So prayer is the number one thing. Put it forward. This is 2017. Just go forward and just do it. What do you have to lose? If it doesn't work for you, you can stop. But if it does, then I encourage you to keep going. Prayer. It's number one. Well, I'm open up with the prayer of Jabez. And I hope that this prayer will be one that touches all of you. Dear gracious Father, Lord, thank you for this morning. Lord, I ask of you, O Father. Father, not for myself, Lord. Lord, for what you have put in me. Lord, let me be a vessel, Lord, to reach others. A vessel that can heal, Lord. A vessel that can touch. A vessel that can bring people out of the darkness, oh Father. Let me be that vessel. Father, I also ask, oh Lord, that you increase my territory, Father. Father, I'm not asking increase it to where I can travel around the world, Father. Just so I can reach those who are in front of me, Lord. Walk to them with boldness, Father. Hear what the Spirit is telling me so I can relay it to them, O Lord. Lord, be that vessel that make changes in people's life. Father, I just ask this blessing upon your servant, Lord. But Lord, most of all, Lord, I ask the blessing upon all those who are listening, Lord, all those who are following me, Father, let the blessing of the prayer of Jabez, O Father, be upon our lives, O Lord, to give us the strength to go forth, Lord, with courage, Father, with willingness to do your will, Father. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your strength, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, Lord. I thank you for the path and the vision, Lord, that you've given me, Father. Father, bless those who are listening. Bless their family, Lord. Bless their households, oh Father. Father, whatever the need is that they have, oh Lord, Lord, I just ask that you send away, Father. Father, if it's finances, Lord, I ask you to increase the finances, Lord. Lord, if it's healing, Lord, I ask that you ask you to increase the strength in them, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to extend your hand down and heal them, Father, from on high. Father, whatever you have for all those who take this journey, Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. This is in the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer, and I ask you for your guidance. Amen. I thank those who follow me. I'm going to continue to do this until God tells me to stop. I'll be here every morning at 6:30. You can join me, pray with me, and just follow this journey with me. It's a journey that's going to be long. It's a journey that's going to be tiring. But those who decide to take the journey with me, I think it'll be a blessing. A blessing not only for, but also a blessing for others. God bless you all. God keep you. God continue to strengthen you in the journey. You have a great morning. Bye-bye.